I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
A quick word from our sponsors, Amazing FBA. This one, by the way, is for the Brits only. Quick question for you. I've personally spent over £10,000 over the last two decades, really, going to pitch fests, overpriced workshops and overhyped seminars. And I've come out of each one pretty much excited, wanting to change my life, wanting to earn more money. Then the excitement's fizzled out. And then I haven't taken any action. And then, of course, my income has stayed the same, or in fact, been slightly lower because I spent it on the seminar. My question is, have you ever done the same? If so, then stop feeling bad about it. It's not your fault. It's just not how reality works. Reality is that there is one thing that pretty much all successful people that I know have in common, and that includes Amazon sellers. And it's a kind of public secret, but most people don't actually do it. If you want to know what it is, I'm going to reveal that at the end of this episode. But if you want to have a big clue, meantime, you can go to amazonmastermind.co.uk and find out more about what I think that secret is. Now, back to the show. Hi, and welcome back to Amazing FBA. Today, I've got a bit of a controversial topic I want to talk about, and hopefully this will kick off a bit of a debate, which will be interesting. If you want to be part of the debate, get yourself over to the Facebook group. That's probably the best place to put it. We've got about 1,100 members now, roughly, last time I checked. AmazingFBA.com/FBF, as in face, B as in book. Quite a mix of people there. There's some quite advanced sellers in there, and a lot of people obviously in the early stages starting out. Today, I want to address myself firmly to the people who are in the early stages of Amazon, but also perhaps those who've been around the block like me with a private label model. And I say around the block, I'm coming up on 3 years of selling on Amazon now. So I feel like a sort of granddaddy in the space, where 98% of people who open an Amazon account will quit within a year. So the percentage of people that are actually still doing it, who started off at the same time as me, is probably sort of about 1/3%. I don't know what the exact percentage is, but it will be tiny. So anyway, I'm still here. I'm still at it. So the private label model, let's talk about that first. Am I abandoning the private label model? Well, no, I'm not being that controversial. But it's about how we get there. I'm happy also to consider whatever works rather than being puritanical about business models. So if I find that wholesale or something else will work better, I'm happy to shift over. It's all within the same basic space of e-commerce, and more specifically within Amazon as the main sales and fulfillment channel. So focus is good, but so is being realistic. And so is progression. And what I mean by progression is going from being a beginner and being humble about the fact that you're a beginner, and not pretending to act like a big shot when you're not yet. And I still apply that to myself. I'm not a big shot. I'm not making crazy money. I'm still, in a way, I feel like I'm gonna maybe artificially for too long stayed at a low level, partly because I've distracted myself from my Amazon business with the podcast and everything else. So I need to refocus on the Amazon business and dig deep, which is what my mission for this autumn is, for quarter four, really. So why not just go straight ahead with a traditional private label model as taught by many famous big courses and also less famous people as well? Well, the first thing, and I can say all this from my own experience and that experience of the people around you, is you're taking big risks at a time when you have very low competence. Because of minimum order quantities and the freight costs from China, you have to write a big check for your very first order. And that's very bad for cash flow. But also, you're actually not at the stage where you know anything about what you're doing. And that's fair enough, because you're just getting started. Now, just because a business model is powerful and successful as a whole doesn't mean there isn't still a steep learning curve. You got to be humble and learn things. Now, this reminds me very, very much of my sort of past life. I still do a tiny bit of this, but I try and minimize it, which is piano teaching. And there's a whole tradition in the UK, which is very, very internationally widespread. And ironically enough, in Hong Kong is probably the peak of it, which is where you get a bunch of kids who know nothing about music. You teach them how to play three pieces and a few specific scales, and then you put them through the exam and they get their grade one certificate and their grade five and their grade eight, whatever. And it looks to the outside world like they are some form of musician. But that's just faking it, because basically they're depending on their teacher for getting through one or two very particular pieces that sound very grown up and very sophisticated to the outside world, but they don't understand what's going on. They don't understand the music. They don't understand it. They don't connect to it emotionally or in any real physical way. They can't read the music in a lot of cases. They're just learning it by heart, which is fine, but that is not being a musician. That's not being a pianist. Right? Now, I went through that system myself as a kid, and then I spent several years in my teenage years playing jazz and experimenting and generally becoming a real musician. So when I came back to that, I actually understood music, and I actually had a bigger sense of what it was I was playing. Now, very, very interesting. I never made this connection before, but I think that the same is happening with me and my experience of Amazon. Because the appearance of being a big shot because you've just spent $10,000 on one product from China looks the same as somebody else who's doing it and being successful. But the difference often is that the successful person has built experience. It may not even be directly with Amazon, but they may build online marketing experience or have business experience. But they've built experience before they start writing big checks. Because that is the main issue that I have with going straight to private labeling is that you are at the point of maximum risk and maximum spending at the point also of your minimum competence. And I think you need to just go through an iterative process of learning your craft and learning how Amazon works, learning how to source, learning how to make sense of keyword research, right? So the three things that are the basics, I think, of any of these models is niche and keyword research, which is super important, sourcing and how to find stuff and buy at a profit. And so I say buy at a profit because you make your profit when you buy, not when you sell, which is a famous adage in the retail industry. And the third thing is then learning how to launch and sell on the Amazon platform. All of those are skill sets that I think just develop over time and through practice. Now, the second thing about the time to selling, the problem with a private label is it takes months to get a private label product off the ground. And meanwhile, you're not learning and you're not earning. So there are two major problems with that. One is you're not learning your craft. You're just panicking. And yeah, you're learning the craft to communicate with one supplier eventually or a lot of suppliers, but you're not really learning the craft of getting a lot of products up on Amazon and learning how to list products on Amazon and learning how Amazon really works in reality, not theory. And because you're not earning, it's a bit of a big cash flow issue. And it means that you can't really expand outside of one product if you've tied all your money up in it and you're waiting for months for it to get the samples, to find the perfect supplier, for it to be produced, to be freighted over, etc., right? Also, the real issue I have with the just pure straight into private label model, which is why I'm gradually shifting my approach, having worked with a lot of newbies, if you like, or new sellers over the last 18 months, one-to-one, and over the last 12 months in masterminds, where I've really had a chance to see inside people's businesses and if you like, inside people's heads and their hearts and how things work for them. The whole straight to private label model is really not got a big percentage of success rate. If I look at the people that I started off with my course that I started in about 3.5 years ago now in early 2014, there's not many of them that's still in the game. There's a few, right? So there is certainly a percentage of people that succeed with that. And I know several of them, they're doing really, really well. So it can work. But I think that the chances of success are not extremely high. And that's not a great model to be teaching to the general public. The second thing is quite a few successes actually start with retail arbitrage or wholesale. So the truth is that the business model they used to start with was different from the one they ended up in. Now, the trouble with the private label thing as well is that it knocks people's confidence if the first product doesn't work. Because they kind of think, oh, well, this whole Amazon thing is a fraud. Well, I don't think that's true at all. But the chances of finding the right product first time are not that high because it's a hard thing to pull off. Also, the problem is for a lot of people, it removes the maximum amount of cash they have. They have £3,000 to put into building an Amazon business. Then they don't have that cash anymore and they can't keep going for their second or third product, which might well take off. So those are my thoughts about why the private label business model, if you just go straight to private label from zero, is pretty problematic. And I know that is a little bit controversial. And as I say, I'm still big on the private label opportunity, but I think that the way you get to that can be a lot more flexible than a lot of people. So I'm going to talk in future about why retail arbitrage is probably where to start. And I'm going to talk about a very particular opportunity within that that I think is perfect for learning your training wheels and actually getting paid while you learn. So you learn and earn. So double benefit there. I'm going to leave it there for today and I'll come back to you about the whole thing in the next episode. Cheers. Hi there. I've got something very, very special to talk to you about if you live in or near London, England, or you can get there regularly. If not, you may want to skip over the next 2 minutes, but I've got something very special for you. If you're not based there, I've got something I can offer you as well. So if you're still listening, I want to talk to you about masterminds. Now, I've talked elsewhere about the importance of masterminds in general as an Amazon seller. I've got a very, very special thing to offer you, which is a very honed proposition that we've got down to what really, really works to move you forward in your business. And we've now revised and revamped what we offer, so it's more focused than ever on you. We've got the Zero to Hero Mastermind, which if you are just starting out, you haven't launched a product yet, or you've just launched and you've got $1,000 or $2,000 of sales equivalent, it can be pounds, euros, dollars, it doesn't matter, per month, then that's for you because we're focused on your situation. If you are doing over $10,000 a month or equivalent, we now have the 10K Collective. Between us in the 10K Collective, there's only about 7 members so far. It's small and mighty and it's going to grow slowly, but we already have a collective income of about £7 million a year on Amazon. And that's probably a conservative estimate, doesn't even really take Q4 into account. So some powerful stuff there. Now, I think you're going to come out of these things with 3 things, whatever level you're at, which you cannot get elsewhere. One is clarity. If you are a member of 100 Facebook groups and listening to 5 different, 10 different, 15 different podcasts, you're going to be overwhelmed. That is not going to move you forward. Instead, when you come to us for a physical meeting once a month, you have 30 minutes or a minimum of 20 dedicated to you as a hot seat. Now, that is focus and that will move you forward. Second thing you're going to get is confidence. If you don't think, because you haven't checked your thinking with anyone else, that you're really on track and really in living in reality, you're going to be doubting yourself. And you should doubt yourself if you haven't checked it against reality. But if you can work with me and the other people in the mastermind, you will come out knowing that your plan is watertight. Or even better, we can stop you wasting thousands of dollars on something that isn't watertight. But either which way, you're going to come out with a battle-tested, bulletproof plan. And that's super important. The last thing you're going to get is connection. That's the third thing. And that's super important as well, because we will get isolated as entrepreneurs that work online, or online entrepreneurs, e-commerce sellers, anyone in that situation, like Amazon sellers, we're no different. Also, we get isolated from our fellows in our life, because although we may have a very understanding or not understanding girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, mother, daughter, co-workers, whatever it is, they don't probably get how your life works as a person trying to create an online business. But the other people in your group are your peers and they will get you. The last thing I'd say is that the 5 people you hang out with most, your peer group, generally determine pretty much everything about your life, your wealth, your health, your happiness. So it's pretty much a no-brainer to make sure that you take conscious trouble to hang out with the right people. And I take a great deal of trouble in who I let into the groups. It's by application only. And for the 10K Collective, it's by interview as well. So very, very selective. If you want to be part of the selective bunch, move fast, because the beta testing prices have all gone, because we've done really, really well. We've got 7 members already in the 10K Collective and over 20 members of the Zero to Hero Mastermind. And I only really launched this and started publicizing it about a month ago at the time of broadcast, so late September. So by the time you hear this, those prices may be gone, but we can still offer you a little price bargain, and that you're going to have a half price to check out the mastermind, or just £49 at the moment for the first month. So I would move fast. If you're interested, go to amazonmastermind.co.uk and you can find out more about it there in detail. If you've got any questions after that, you can always email me, Michael@amazingfba.com. Thanks for listening.